Notorious B.I.C. from the Dog Bowl in Berea. And
I feel like we should be doing somebody's taxes or something, even though I would screw it all up. I hate math, but why aren't we dressed for something like that? We're dressed for something business. We should be doing something.
It is business. It's business time.
Wise.
To quote the Flight of the Conchords, it's business
time. I guess
time
this
here.
Is business, talking football. It doesn't feel that way, though.
That's why we have very, very lovely jobs, Vic. That's why we have phenomenal jobs.
And you're right. I just want to let people know, you showed up in this pinstripe jacket just because.
Just because it's game day.
Yeah, you're not. It's not like you had any big appointment with anybody.
No.
Or
I will go home
with the attorney,
and I will take it off to be on Sirius in my shorts again.
Okay.
But for this moment here, CBD suited and booted.
Nice.
It is time. It's game day. That's what it's all about. It's the start of a new era. And speaking of tonight's game against the St. Louis Rams, joining us on the hotline now, the sideline reporter for St. Louis Rams Radio Network, Tony Softly. Tony, welcome to the program. It is a new era for the Browns and also for the St. Louis Rams. They don't have necessarily new schemes or new coaches or new front office, but a lot of new faces. Tavon Austin, Jared Cook, a new player in the backfield. How is this young offense coming together for the St. Louis Rams?
Well, first of all, guys, thanks for having me. And, Brian Schottenheimer, the offensive coordinator, he's got his hands full. He's got to keep everybody happy because this year is the year that they have a ton of weapons. You mentioned Tavon Austin and wide receiver Jared Cook, who they acquired through free agency from Tennessee. Stedman Bailey as well, that was the teammate of
sure.
Tavon Austin. And don't forget about last year's weapon, Chris Givens, as well. So, a young team still carrying that flag as the youngest team in the NFL, but very, very talented. The question is how quick can these young receivers really excel?
Tony, how much pressure does this put on, effectively, on Sam Bradford? Just to, this team invested an 8th overall pick in a wide receiver. That's not typically done in the NFL, even though it's a highly valued position as part of a highly valued league that puts the emphasis on throwing the football. But we know the investment that was made in Bradford, and it seems to me that when you pick a kid that high and at a position that doesn't necessarily show out right away, I'm thinking a lot of people in St. Louis are looking for Tavon Austin to show out tonight.
Yeah, they're looking to see exactly what the hype has been about since draft day. And I'll tell you what, watching him in practice during the OTAs and training camp, I have never seen a person this quick, a player. And I drafted Steve Smith back in Carolina and several other guys that I've graded and helped draft throughout the years at that position to move from point A to point B with such explosiveness. I mean, this kid really has that juice. He's got that change of direction, that burst acceleration. And I think it'll be on display tonight in a couple of different situations, formations and positional groupings, and even as a possible punt returner this evening. So, yeah, he's electrifying. Sam Bradford is excited not only to have him, but also, Jake Long, the offensive tackle that's going to cover his blind side as well. That is not being considered a weapon, but Sam definitely considers him one.
You talk about Tavon Austin coming in as a weapon. Jared Cook is in as a weapon. The one thing, the biggest change to me in this offense is no more Steven Jackson. 8 straight 1,000-yard rushing seasons in that offense was the bell cow back. Daryl Richardson, a second-year player. Isaiah Pete, a second-year player. Zach Stacy, the rookie they drafted out of Vanderbilt. Talk about that backfield, and I know Daryl Richardson seems to be in the lead. Do you expect Daryl Richardson to maybe take on that role as the bell cow, or is this going to be kind of different for a Jeff Fisher team where he utilizes multiple backs throughout the season?
Yeah, he's used to one guy carrying the flag and saying, I'm the guy. That is not going to be the case this year, at least right now. Daryl Richardson's been getting about 85% of the reps with the number ones. Isaiah Pete, the rest of the reps with the ones, and then bringing up the rear there is Zach Stacy, the rookie from Vanderbilt, who's shown very, very good, along with Benny Cunningham, another undrafted rookie from Middle Tennessee, and a player that was on the roster last year as a practice squad guy, and Terrence Ganaway. So while they have some talented runners, I think Daryl Richardson's going to be the mainstay, but look for them to do it by committee. It's hard to fill his shoes, like you're saying, a guy with 8,000-yard seasons, one of the most productive running backs from the line of scrimmage, and Steven Jackson. It's hard to fill those shoes. So it's right now it looks like it's going to be done by committee.
So much of what this Rams team was about in 2012 was the momentum that was built toward the end of the season going forward under Jeff Fisher and really doing a remarkable job taking such a young roster that continues to be very young forward, as you pointed out earlier, Give me a sense of where Jeff is going and kind of approaching things this year, because you have that pass rush that's so strong, and I'm sure that's something that they want to show off tonight and try to take advantage of a quarterback in Brandon Weeden, who hasn't always been quick with his decision-making, and see if they can get something going there in the brief time they're out there. But beyond that, where would you say this team is in terms of Jeff Fisher taking it to the next level and building on that momentum? How, has that been palpable through this camp?
There's no question, and it started back in OTAs. You know, his attitude, they've taken on his attitude, his personality, his demeanor, and they hear the message that he's giving them. You know, 7-8-1 last year, 4-1-1 in the division. Nobody thought that was going to happen. Play smash-mouth football, you know, and that's what they stood toe-to-toe with San Francisco and Seattle, and I don't see that changing this year. They'll have to play a little bit better outside the division, obviously, to improve their record of 7-8-1. But, you know, just looking how Les Snead, the general manager, Kevin Dimoff, the COO, and Jeff Fisher have put this together so fast. Excuse me. They actually got rid of 62% of the roster, incorporated guys through free agency and the draft. And the message is we're going to play strong, tough defense. We're going to get off the field on third down and give the ball back to our offense, that who now has some weapons. So we're all excited to see what's going to happen. It's been fun to watch during OTAs and through training camp thus far. And tonight's the night with the Cleveland Browns, somebody different in a different color jersey. So it'll be fun to see exactly what happens.
The Cleveland Browns boast one of the better offensive lines in the National Football League last year. According to Pro Football Focus, third best in terms of pass blocking efficiency, just behind Denver and Cincinnati. On the other side of the coin, you get the front four of the Rams, 39 sacks amongst that group, most in the league, 52 sacks overall, most in the league. Talk a little bit about that front four, what makes it so good, and what a good battle this is going to be, even for a preseason game, only a few series, but to see a very good offensive line and a very good defensive line go out there and see which can get the best.
Yeah, they did a great job last year. Coach Waffle, the D-line coach, and Coach Fisher, of rotating the defensive line and keeping fresh. But when you have Chris Long on one side, you have Robert Quinn on the other, you know, and Kendall Langford, who was in a 3-4-5 technique for his whole career in Miami, and now he had to come over and learn the inside 3 technique in a 4-3 front. He had to make some changes last year. I think he's more comfortable playing that position now. But the man up front is Michael Brockers at a LSU, the second-year player, the 325 pounds. When you stand next to him, he looks like he's 280. He really leads the force up front from an interior standpoint. And again, you mentioned it. I think going up against Joe Thomas, you know, the tackles you guys have, along with who is it, Schwartz, Mitchell Schwartz out
yep.
there. Yeah, this is going to be fun. This is the matchup I'm looking for. And, you know, even defensively, yeah, I mean, you got Phil Taylor, 335-pound nose tackle, that's going to test, Wells and the interior offensive line of the Rams. So a battle by the offense and defensive line, who owns the line of scrimmage, I think is going to be really the storyline today, and I can't wait to see it.
Tony Softley joins us. He's a sideline reporter for the St. Louis Rams Radio Network, former VP of personnel of that team. And, Tony, I want to tap into that side of your vast knowledge base to talk about this Browns roster. I know you and I have discussed it in the past, too, because that's what you do. You go around and assess all of the 32 teams, not just the Rams, and where they are and what their personnel is. So this team is going through a major makeover, especially on the defensive side. How do you assess, kind of top to bottom, the players here, and just I'm not asking you to break down the whole roster, but just highlight your thoughts on some of the top players and where you sort of see them being ranked.
Well, you know what, I like the fact that they went out and they got Davon Best. I think he's a natural slot machine, a toy that you can do a lot of things with, a better production than he was given credit for down there. I think it fell off a little bit just because of the quarterback play, but he's a nice little nugget. I really believe that. And then defensively, I like Paul Kruger. You got him from Baltimore, outside linebacker, rush end, Desmond Bryant, a guy you guys got from Oakland. And really, when you look at the big nose tackle, those guys are hard to find. And so with Phil Taylor there, you know, there's some nice pieces in place. I know it's a new coaching staff. You got North Turner working with Brandon Weeden. You know, you got Ray Horton, who I was my college roommate out at Washington. You know, you got the new head coach, and then you got a new general manager. The pieces are in place for success here. Trust me when I say that Mike Lombardi is going to do the right thing to put some players in position to make some big plays and draft them and bring them through free agency. to help build a championship foundation. I think that starts this year, and you can see that during their offseason acquisitions.
I don't know if there's anything you could share on the air, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I guess I am. Anything that you want to tell us about Ray Horton from your college days?
Well, Ray was a big-time cornerback, and wasn't my roommate, but we were on the same team together at Washington. I will say this, a very astute, very smart, very cerebral football guy, and what he did in a short time in Arizona was just a testament of what he brings to the table. It might take a little bit of a transition here to get things going, to get that terminology and the concepts down, but once that is successful, you're going to have a very, very good, stout defense behind Ray Horton.
Tony, thank you so much for joining us. Two teams, I think, that are definitely two young, hungry teams on the rise, the St. Louis Rams, the Cleveland Browns. Kick off the preseason tonight, 8 p.m., First Energy Stadium. Tony, thanks for joining us here, and looking forward to seeing you down at the stadium later today.
You got it, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, that was Tony Softly, the sideline reporter for the St. Louis Rams Radio Network and former VP of Player Personnel 2006 to 2010. Lots more to come here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, Doug Deacon in hour number two at 2:15 p.m. Eastern. We're going to hear from you as well. More phone calls, 216-578-0850. 216-578-0850. It's Call Your Shot Thursday. Game day tonight. The preseason kicks off. Let's get to it.
The best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
First Energy Stadium has got to be one of the best atmospheres in the NFL.
It's electric, man. It's definitely electric.
And it is intercepted! Joe Hayden got it!
Browns fans, unite! Single game tickets are on sale now. Get your seats and join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns football. Call 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today.
Into the 20, 15, cutback, 5, touchdown!
How can you prepare for Cleveland Browns football this season?
Get the duck to do it. Now you can show your team spirit with NFL licensed duct tape from Duck Brand. Whether you need to make some repairs around the house or quick fixes to your tailgate to get ready for the season, you can really show you stick with your team. So grab your own roll of Cleveland Browns duct tape and get ready for Browns football this season. Real fans stick together. Pick up your Cleveland Browns Duck Brand duct tape online or at participating Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Discount Drug Mart, Ace, True Value, and Do It Best stores.
Vic Carucci from Cleveland Browns Daily with your daily Browns rundown, driven by Liberty Ford. Second-year inside linebacker L.J. Fort is making a strong case for himself during training camp to provide good depth at a spot where the Browns badly need it. On running plays, he manages to work his way into the teeth of the action, and he does a solid job in pass coverage. Fort is quick, strong, and displays considerable toughness. He looks to be one of the better options the Browns have behind starters DeQuell Jackson and Craig Robertson.
Thinking of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick,
Vermilion. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. Yeah, it's game day. Browns play their first preseason game of 2013 tonight, 8 p.m., First Energy Stadium. The St. Louis Rams in town And it's Call Your Shot Thursday. You got to tell us what you're looking for tonight, what your thoughts are on this game. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. We are looking forward to hearing from you. We've heard from some of you tonight, good calls. We want more. And you know you always can tweet some questions, comments, at Browns_daily as well. We are going to, by the way, have the, we heard from one of the broadcast side of the Rams. We're going to hear from the broadcast side of the Browns, PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Doug Deacon, the former Browns O-lineman, about 2:15, he'll be aboard with us. Rob Chudzinski, Nathan, talked with reporters yesterday and gave some thoughts about what he's looking for from tonight's game.
I mean, I think overall as a team, I'm looking to see guys out there competing to win, seeing what they carry over from the practice field and their execution and efficiency to the game. And then ultimately the kind of effort in establishing the identity that we want to establish.
I like that, efficiency and identity, and that's what we talked about a little bit. You want to see this team be efficient in what it does on offense and on defense and establishing the identity, and this is where fans will be able to see a change in this year's version of the Cleveland Browns. The identity they want to install is attacking, it is aggressive, and it is relentless. And I think we'll start to see the seeds of that planted and ramp up as the preseason goes on, peaking, of course, in week three of the preseason where the starters will play into the second half.
I believe in the whole identity concept in football. You need it. You need it, I think, in football more than really any other sport. I know people can say, yeah, baseball team has identity or a basketball team. I think in football, it just speaks to what this sport is all about in a bigger way because I think it is more driven emotionally and physically. And what are you? Usually when you're talking about that, you're talking about those things. Are you a team that brings it all the time? Are you a team that's physical? Are you a team that does attack? Now, it's easier to say you have an identity and believe in that identity when you're winning.
Yep.
It is an enormous challenge, and it's a challenge this team has yet to achieve, to overcome, I should say, because they haven't had that success, and you just see the revolving door of coaches and of general managers and front office, et cetera. So with everything in place right now, it's fair to say that at least you put the beginning pieces of that in place with how you've practiced on the practice field and then how you're going to look in a game. And there's got to be something that Rob Chudzinski, and it'll start with him, something that he can identify to say this is our identity, and then it's credible. That when he mentions that, probably could be as soon as in the locker room after this game, in a quick thing that he'll say. Post-game speeches aren't very big in preseason openers when you can't even you have the whole locker room filled with 90 guys and they're spilling out into the hallways, whatever. But the point is, you are trying to get to that place when you don't have the wins to do it, but at least put something that I want to call it a magnet that things then can start clinging to as you do it.
And I think that this team, the neat thing about it is with the new organization from the top to the bottom, the coaching staff, et cetera, and you even get a sense of it with every player that we've had come in here in the Dog Bowl and we've interviewed, that this team is kind of like a blank slate. And it certainly don't have the feeling that this is a team that is associated with the stink of a team that went 5-11 last year. It is almost like there is a complete separation from what happened last year to this year. And I think that's good. I think that's a very good mental state because it is a new beginning, and it is a blank slate, and they're going to find something to hang their hat on. They're going to be up-tempo. They're going to be aggressive. They are going to be attacking, not passive on either offense or defense, and I think just from a standpoint of a psychological standpoint, that has clearly energized these players. Now, that win can come out of the sails if they start 0-4, but I don't think that's going to happen, and I think that winning will galvanize these things, and at least clear signs of progress will galvanize these ideas. One thing I do want to say is that one of the big identities of this team is going to be Trent Richardson, and he will not be playing in this first preseason game. You're going to hang your hat on Trent Richardson this year, carrying the ball a lot, catching a lot out of the backfield. That will not be there in this first preseason game, but that's nothing to worry about. To me, it is looking at an overall a concept of what makes this team who it is that I'm going to be looking for from the first minute to the last minute. And I think this is an opportunity in the preseason where typically, you know, you watch the starters play and then you can tune out of a preseason game. I think that it's more important than that for this team, and not just in the sense of the guys that are going to make the roster or fighting to make the roster. It is about, from top to bottom, a complete culture change, and I think that you'll have the opportunity to see that in the fourth quarter of this preseason game and see that it means more to this team and this group of individuals that have been assembled to come together as one than it is for perhaps an established team that has its way of doing things going forward, because it is a blank slate, and this is really the first impression that all these players can make on the coaches and that the coaches can make on the players and that the organization can make on the fans and the community at large.
Yeah, I want to see engagement. I want to see these guys, even when they make their whatever that one quarter appearance is for the starters and then your second liners, anyone, and no one should really feel like he's got anything made, generally speaking, on this team. There's some guys, yeah, but it's a short list. There are a lot of spots that are literally up for grabs, including just being on this football team, and I think that'll be something everyone's looking at is the attitude. What's the body language like
right
on the sidelines?
Right.
And that does matter. You bring up a great point. How this thing unfolds, because, again, you get into those bad old situations of the second half of a first preseason game when you are really checking your roster card. You're looking at those numbers. Oh, yeah, that's who's in there. Yeah, I remember him from last Tuesday's practice. He flashed on one play. Or you don't see a guy. The guys that are just, they're just out there as numbers in the course of what we've seen in Berea. Now they're under the lights. What are they going to show you? And who's watching among the other players who are on the sidelines, and how are they reacting to things? And I love it when teammates kind of cheer on others. I mean, the veteran, when the Joe Haydens are on the sideline and they're looking out there, or the T.J. Wards or anybody are really rooting and caring, because that's how you're building this chemistry thing that you're talking about, this identity thing that everybody wants to see. It is Call Your Shot Thursday. 216-578-0850. We want to hear from you. We know we got some people on the line. We will get to your calls, so stay with us and stay patient. And now, let's take it away to the 2-Minute Drill with Jameer Howerton.
I'm Jameer Howerton, and this is your 2-Minute Drill for August 8th.
Due to inclement weather, yesterday's practice was moved indoors as the Browns made their final preparations to host the St. Louis Rams tonight at First Energy Stadium. With another great day of work put in, the Browns are looking forward to taking the next step toward the regular season.
And I'm super excited, you know, for one, to hit somebody else. You know, we've been hitting our teammates for so long. You get tired of hitting your teammates. You don't want to hurt anybody.
You know, we have to use this as an opportunity to see where we are as an offense and, you know, start from there and just continue to grow.
You know, the ones and stuff won't get a lot of snaps, but, you know, we go out there and do what we got to do.
The St. Louis Rams feature an offense led by veteran quarterback Sam Bradford, along with wide receiver and eighth overall draft pick Tavon Austin. Strengthening the team's offensive line is free agent acquisition and Pro Bowl left tackle Jake Long. While playing time for both team starters will be limited, head coach Rob Chizinski looks forward to the opportunity for his team to continue to grow.
I mean, I think overall as a team, I'm looking to see guys out there competing to win, seeing what they carry over from the practice field and their execution and efficiency to the game, and then the kind of effort in establishing the identity that we want to establish.
Fans are strongly encouraged to arrive early to help avoid downtown traffic delays, and be sure to visit NFL.com/allclear for information regarding the NFL's new bag policy inside the stadium.
That'll do it for your 2-Minute Drill for August 8th. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for all your up-to-date news on tonight's game against the Rams. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.
Took it as a competition.
And unbelievable. We are back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagara, Vic Carucci. It is game day, and we want to hear from you. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850 on a Call Your Shot Thursday to kick off the 2013 preseason for the Cleveland Browns. Still to come on our show, the analyst on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Doug Deacon, at 2:15 p.m. Eastern. We will hear from Joe Haydon. We will hear from Brandon Whedon. And most importantly, we will hear from you. Again, the number to call and be a part of CBD is 216-578-0850. Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC, back with you on CBD, driven by Liberty Ford.
Thinking of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free OneTouch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Stop by Vanderot College to learn how they can help you achieve your career goals. Or visit Vanderot.edu. Vanderot College.
Why did I come back here? Back to Cleveland as a manager. It's more than about being a manager. I came home to a city that is familiar. I spent the first 6 years of my life here, going to the stadium almost every day with my dad, cheering for the Tribe, cheering for Cleveland. This is a town that doesn't give up. A lot like being a player, being a Cleveland sports fan takes resilience. The passion is real. The fans are real. Cleveland is a Tribe town. This is a baseball town.
At Mr. Hero, we're inspired to come up with new and exciting recipes. Try our new 7-inch Asiago steak combo for $5.55. It's a taste you can't find anywhere else. Mr. Hero, think about it.
You're in your car. It's hot out, like Death Valley hot. The sweat running down your brow could be from the heat, or because you're nervous your battery's finally out of juice. There's only one thing to do. Turn the key, then head straight for AutoZone, where they can tell if it's about to fail. Plus, it's nice and air-conditioned in there, too.
Right now, come into AutoZone and get your battery tested for free. If it needs replacing, only AutoZone carries reliable Duralast batteries. Don't get stranded. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
As an Orkin man, I know pests see high moisture levels as an open invitation to a come-as-you-are gala in your crawl space or basement. And even when pests are a no-show, you've got fungus to deal with. But when I treat your house with Orkin Dry Zone, humidity drops, chances of fungus plummet, and pests are more likely to arrive fashionably never. Dry Zone by Orkin. Pest control down to a science. For a free estimate, visit OrkinMan.com.
The Browns are on ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland. ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
I'm Matt Fontana. Football's finally back. We get our first look at the 2013 Browns tonight. Preseason game number one versus the Rams. Browns will be without the likes of Trent Richardson, T.J. Ward, Sean Laval, and others. Head coach Rob Strzinski expects everybody else, his starters, to play about a quarter tonight. Kickoff set for 8 o'clock. You can catch the pregame getting started at 4 right here on your home for the Cleveland Browns, ESPN 850 WKNR. Indians with a bit of shocking move today. Team designated slugger Mark Reynolds for assignment. Reynolds tied for the team lead with home runs, but he hasn't hit one since June. Team has recalled reliever Preston Guillemette from Columbus. The rest of the team looking to avoid the sweep versus the Tigers tonight. Wilds falling to 6 games back of Detroit. Zach McAllister versus Max Scherzer. 7:05 first pitch from Progressive Field. And golf PGA Championship underway. Jim Furyk, your leader at 5 under. Tigers in the clubhouse at 1 over. Back to Cleveland Browns Daily, I'm Matt Fontana.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, hour number two on this football Thursday, this preseason opener Thursday. The Browns kicking it off tonight, 8 p.m., First Energy Stadium against the St. Louis Rams. And in a little bit, about 2:15, you're going to hear from the one and only Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. Former Browns offensive lineman will get his thoughts on tonight, what he's expecting. We want to know what you're expecting from tonight. We've been asking you to call us because it's Call Your Shot Thursday. That's what this is. And we're going to have more Call Your Shot days as we move forward with this show. But today's the first chance to engage with you by phone, 216-578-0850. And you've come through very well for us, so let's keep that going with a couple of Jeremys waiting to talk with us. Let's start with Jeremy in Akron. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not too much. Excited for the game tonight.
I want to call my shot here. My shot is that the guy that me and my buddy Hiram have been talking about for a while, Johnson Bademosi. I think he's going to be a breakout player this year. And I caught a tweet this morning from a guy named Lewis Reddick from ESPN, and he said of all the film study he did this offseason, Bademosi was the best special teams player he saw all year last year.
Yes.
And he said he's one of his players he's watching this preseason just out of curiosity to see what happens with him playing safety.
Right.
And I think the guy's a monster. I watched him play. I purposely watched him on all the punt coverage and kickoff coverage last year. And the guy plays with the tenacity, you know, that you need to make it in the NFL. And I think he's going to be a good DB, too.
Good call, Jeremy, on that one. I'll concur 100% with the analysis because I've heard this from other analysts throughout the league. I'm talking people who work for teams and do their ratings on other teams. Johnson Bademosi ranks among the very top gunners in the NFL. If there's a top 10, there is. I mean, the top 10 list of gunners, he's on it, and he's pretty high on it. That's how scouts universally view him. Other special teams coaches view him with a level of respect. I mean, he made it happen last year. Came virtually out of nowhere. I mean, Stanford as a undrafted free agent. And we remember, so before games, and Rob Chudzinski did this yesterday, the head coach does a production meeting, usually the day before. So we sit in on those and hear from the head coach, especially in the preseason, and the broadcast crews for radio, TV sit down, and he gives kind of a briefing of things. Well, Pat Shurmur just went on and on about Johnson Bademosi, that first production meeting. He says, keep an eye on this guy. I've loved this guy in practice and day in and day out what he does. Now, from the standpoint of what he'll do with safety, that's a little, I don't know so much about how that will work out, if that will work out as well for him as covering does on punts and so forth and just being involved in special teams. He's a true leader in the special teams area. It's come natural to him. That doesn't always translate to the position being played at that same level.
Right, and Bademosi, you talked about his prowess in the return against returns as a gunner. Last year, 18 special teams tackles, most on the Browns, third in the NFL, and most among all rookies in the NFL, named to the PFW/PFWA All-Rookie Team as a special teamer. So good there. I like the fact that he went to Stanford. That means he's got a little something going on between his ears. You don't get to go to Stanford unless you're pretty bright. So I think that'll help him in his transition because being a safety is as much about physical gifts as it is about mental prowess and being able to understand your responsibilities based on the route trees that are being thrown at you by the opponents in various coverages. And he's gotten a lot of work at that position during this camp. The injury to Tayshawn Gibson, the injury to T.J. Ward, he's been out there a lot. But it's a new position for him. He has not done this before. And so there will be a learning curve. But he has the athletic gifts and it seems the mind to be able to make that transition. And that's something to pay very close attention to because right now, if you were to say what is the one area of this team that perhaps you're concerned about in terms of the depth and the fact that an injury could certainly derail what's happening there, it is the safety position. So Bademosi could have an opportunity to make plays earlier than perhaps he'll be ready to make plays.
Yeah, if he's put in there, he's got to respond, and this team needs I'll say it again. That is the greatest area of urgency. If you had to pin me down, of all the places that you know can keep people up at night, that would be the spot. So Johnson Bademosi has a chance to be an answer there as well as on teams. But I think for this team, the big picture, a lot more comfortable knowing that they've got that guy for special teams.
Sure.
Sticking with the Jeremys, this guy is in Parma. Jeremy, how you doing, man? Jeremy in Parma with us?
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm good. First, I just want to say, Nathan, you're a great addition. I love hearing the stats and everything. It's awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm happy to be here with the Notorious One, and it's been a great ride. Only 3 weeks. I can't believe it. We're having so much fun.
Right. I want to see the depth behind Trent Richardson. I want to see what Deion Lewis, Chris Obanai, and Brandon Jackson have. I heard about the ankle-breaking move by Deion Lewis in training camp. And I know Norv Turner is going to be running Trent Richardson a whole lot, and I want to know who we have behind him trying to either maybe complement the switching it out or even back him up just in case something happens.
Yeah, I think, Jeremy, and thank you for the call, I think the depth is a little bit of a question mark, frankly. I think the distance between Trent Richardson and the next guy who could come close to what he does really is extensive. I look at Chris Obanaya, for instance, and I see a guy who can be efficient, who can be explosive, but does he really do difference-making things? No. Can he block? Yeah, I like that part. That's the greatest quality that he has, because I think there are formations where you want to have that niftier guy who isn't maybe the more plodding, say, fullback, and you want the option of either throwing the football to him or possibly him carrying the ball in the same set with Trent Richardson. But more importantly, does he block? Can he pick up in pass protection? Can he pick up blitzers? Because you're going to see a whole ton of those. And he can do that. Then you look at Brandon Jackson. I think he's been lately very noticeable with the runs. You and I were talking about this, I think, the first day. You said you really like that guy. And I said, I do, because he's running with a greater sense of purpose. I just see him being more explosive. When he first got to this team and before he had that toe injury that slowed things down, he was more of a guy you saw catch the football, more of a guy who blocked, but you didn't see that explosive running. I'm seeing that now. I'm seeing a guy who really is picking the holes quickly, and then his upfield acceleration has been impressive to me. But still, I don't see a true difference-making guy. And then Deion Lewis, yes, he's been all Berea. He's been the talk of camp in so many ways because of the nifty things he's done. But he's a nifty gadget player. He's a situational player. He's a smallish player. He's not going to help you a ton in terms of blocking. He's going to help you maybe catching the football. And the other thing about him is it's short area burst and quickness, which accounts for something. It matters. But in terms of long speed, that's where it comes up a little short for Deion, because he's a guy you can, say, catch from behind versus, say, again, a Trent Richardson, who's in his own league in terms of how he can run. So I'm not going to say I'm uncomfortable with the depth, but I can't say, Nathan, that I love the depth.
This is not a situation like they have in Houston, where if Arian Foster were to go down, Ben Tate steps in and you're fine. In Baltimore, if Ray Rice were to go down, Bernard Pierce steps in and you are fine. It will take a group effort to replace Trent Richardson, and hopefully that is a situation we don't ever have to deal with. Montario Hardesty perhaps has the best body, the best frame to do it, but he has not been able to stay healthy throughout his career and hasn't been out on the field much in camp. Obanaya had his two starts back in 2011, 19 carries, 90 yards against the Rams, 21 carries, 115 yards, and a score against the Jags, but I don't know that he could stand up to that over the course of a full season. Back in 2010 in Green Bay, Brandon Jackson put up 1,045 total yards, including 43 catches for 342 yards and four scores in that season. So he's had opportunities to flash in that Green Bay offense, hasn't done it since coming to Cleveland due to injuries. There is no definite number two, I would say, on this depth chart. And I would think that if something were, God forbid, to happen to Trent Richardson, it is going to be some type of a committee situation that would replace him. And that's not, I don't know that that's ideal. I mean, I think you'd like to have a guy, Bernard Pierce, Baltimore, I know they love having Bernard Pierce. You would love to have a Bernard Pierce here in Cleveland. This group doesn't have that, but I think this group's sum would be great. The total would be better than the parts added together. You know what I mean? I think you'd get more out of Jackson. I messed up that
sum
whole
is
phrase.
Greater than Thank the total you. Of the parts.
Yes.
Yeah.
You met with Jackson, with Lewis, and with Obanaya, and I still want to see Hardesty get out there, and Hardesty, to me, has the pedigree and at least physically presents the one guy who could be a full-time starting running back in the NFL, but he doesn't have the durability, at least not thus far in his career. So it's a little bit of a scary area. I'd say it's a strength.
It's a scary area because right off the bat, you're doing, look at what this team's doing. It's extending itself to preserve the health of number 33. And that makes sense because of what you saw from last year. And we keep hearing Rob Chudzinski refer to the plan around this. The fact that you have a plan that's based on keeping your starting back as healthy as he possibly can be tells you that they know there is no cushion. There's really no way of replicating or of keeping the running game to that level. And knowing, especially again through these first two games, minus Josh Gordon, how important that running game is going to be. We are going to.
I will say this. Norv Turner does have a unique ability of maximizing what he has at running back. Mike Tolbert was never expected to be a big-time producer in San Diego, and he was multiple years catching over 50 balls, scoring double-digit touchdowns. So even when he's had injuries like he did with Ryan Matthews in San Diego and there wasn't another true running back on the roster, he's found a way to get by in his system. So that's one thing to take a little bit of solace in, if you will, with this situation.
All right, Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. You're going to hear him tonight, and the debut, by the way, of this beautiful new broadcasting partnership with ESPN 850 WKNR and CBS Sports Station. A fan going to be broadcasting tonight. The whole, we got together as a big radio group last night. It was a lot of fun with everybody, and the Deke is going to join us to give his thoughts on tonight's game right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
Rosa, Brown, Kelly, and Newsom. These are just a few of the Browns legends that you will stand face-to-face with inside the newly renovated Pro Football Hall of Fame. Experience the sights and sounds of pro football like never before inside our brand-new interactive exhibit. See how you measure up to the best in our player displays. Hear the play come in from the coach through our quarterback helmet and stand before the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Plan your visit today at profootballhof.com.
In the parking lot, he's at the stadium entrance. He's pulling out his ticket. Oh, my chicken pie! Will he go all the way?
Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. You're getting in with NFL Ticket Exchange, the official resale marketplace of the NFL, the only site where 100% of the tickets are verified by Ticketmaster. Don't settle for sold out. Get the seats you want. Buy securely from season ticket holders and other fans. Fans buy and sell worry-free at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Together, we make football.
Arby slices up the truth about freshness. The truth is, people only expect to find a bakery-quality croissant in a French bakery. But now you can get fluffy, flaky croissants at Arby's. Or should I say, Les Arby's? Try Arby's new California turkey croissant sandwich. Freshly sliced turkey topped with bacon and avocado spread. Or go with the pecan chicken salad, both on buttery croissants. At participating restaurants only for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
For the U.S. Open, watch the Emirates Airline U.S. Open Series, where heroes are built all summer long. Tune in this week as tennis greats like Federer, Nadal, and Serena test their strength against today's rising stars. Follow the action from coast to coast for 10 tournaments over 5 weeks, and don't miss your opportunity to watch the greatest story in tennis unfold right before your eyes. For complete TV listings, go to EmiratesUSOpenSeries.com.
RV prices have hit rock bottom during Avalon RV's big model year clearance sale. For this week only, Avalon RV is giving you rock bottom prices on all their new and pre-owned inventory in stock. All 2013 model years are 20 to 30% off MSRP. You'll find new Class A and diesel motorhomes from Forest River, Georgetown, Ventana, Canyon Star, and Baystar All. Plus, if you purchase a new or used travel trailer, you'll receive a free hitch and sway control assembly. Don't miss the summer's hottest deals only at Avalon RV.
At First Merit Bank, we make it our business to help you grow your business, which is why we offer tailored solutions to meet your unique business needs, plus a full range of business lending solutions from buying your own building to financing a new piece of equipment to establishing a line of credit. So call us today to start the conversation at 855-FMERBIZ. That's 855-363-7249. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. Refer to banker for terms and conditions. Member FDIC.
Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci. Earlier in the show here on CBD, we talked with Tony Softley from the Rams Radio Network, and now it's time to talk to our own Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Doug will be the analyst on tonight's preseason game against the St. Louis Rams. Doug, how are you doing today? You excited for the first game?
Well, you know, the exhibition games are always a little different than regular season games.
Most definitely.
But, you know, it'll give you an idea of the starting point of where they're going to be with the new offense and the new defense, and see who's, you know, made some strides from last season.
Doug, the two guys that I kind of think about the most and maybe feel for the most on a night like this, the first preseason game when the rosters are the biggest, are you and Jim Donovan in that booth, because you got so many names and you got so many so much that you're going to have to talk about when these guys take the field, and just keeping track of who's out there and knowing what they're about. And I know you and Jimmy are on the practice field every day here in Berea, but it's a different story when you're up in the press box and you got the binoculars out and you're just trying to keep track of everything. Walk us through you've done this for a long time in that radio booth. What's that first preseason game like? What are some of the keys to your game plan?
Well, I think, you know, you want to have an idea of, you know, the backup people, because that's who you're going to see for the most part. After the first quarter, it's going to be pretty much a cast of thousands. And especially when you get in that fourth quarter, that's when it gets real interesting, because there's guys out there that, you know, it might be their only time to get on an NFL field. And what you're hoping for is some guy, you know, flashes and shows something that, you know, you can build on with the idea that, you know, maybe this guy can play at this level. And it's, you know, you just can't prepare enough for one of these, to be honest with you. But you know, the thing about it, even the last exhibition game where nobody plays, you know, you find out that, you know, athletes are athletes, and they go out there and they compete. And, you know, for a lot of these guys, you know, it might be their last time they ever put on a football helmet. And for them, you know, it's a big moment. And, you know, as long as they go out and play hard, you just sit back and enjoy it.
All right, take us back to your first preseason game.
Oh, boy. The leather helmet, I put it on. You know, I really my first preseason game, I basically played special teams. You know, back in, I played in an era where you didn't have OTAs and off seasons and things like that. So, you know, guys, the veteran ball players pretty much were played the you know, a good half or into the third quarter, because you know that's how you got them back into shape. And I think, you know, it's a totally different world now when you have guys that come in good shape, and you go into training camp and you practice together. You know, we used to have, you know, a mini camp, and that would last about 3 days. And that was, you know, more like a class reunion of, you know, everybody that, you know, had, you know, played the year before. So, you know, it's a different way of approaching it, you know, because these guys, the starters, they'll probably see a quarter, and then they'll be done. And then it's, you know, evaluation of the other guys. You know, I just covered kicks and was on the punt return and the kickoff return and that. And I think my rookie year, I, you know, probably played three quarters of the entire season, you know, the season. And with that said, then, you know, maybe six or seven games into the season, the right tackle got down, and I had to go in, and I'd been playing behind Shafroth on the left side, and Okay, I get to play in an NFL game for real. Oh, I get Claude Humphrey. Now, this is not a good day. But, you know, yeah. 2 weeks later, I became a starter. And, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, opportunity is great, but if you don't have preparation, then it doesn't do you any good.
Big Claude. I remembered I covered the Eagles. Well, I covered the league when he was at Atlanta and then with the Eagles. And, yeah, he was a beast even in his old days, those big padded arms. I think he did a couple of head slaps, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. Back then, that was legal, too, but the thing is, you know, everybody says, geez, you know, did that hurt? Well, it hurt for a little bit, but they exposed their chest to me, so you had something to grab, so it was kind of an equalizer.
Talking, of course, with Doug Deacon, the analyst on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns radio network here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Doug, one of the things that I'm looking forward to, and I'm sure you are as a former lineman, is the battle, at least in the first quarter, between one of the better offensive lines in the NFL, top three in percent of snaps under pressure allowed last year at just 27.9, against one of the best defensive lines in the league that had 52 sacks, most in the NFL, and the front four, in fact, accounted for 39 of those sacks, also most in the NFL. What are you looking for with Mitchell Schwartz going against the tenacious Chris Long in this line? The front four that can generate pressure without blitzing, as you typically see in the preseason.
Well, yeah, I think you know what you're going to get with Joe Thomas, and I heard your show a little early on whether or not Joe was going to crank it up. You know, and Joe's a professional. Joe just goes out there and does his job. Now, Mitchell Schwartz, you know, he took a big step last year. He played all 16 games and did a good job. Now he's got to take it to the next level. You know, where, you know, maybe doesn't get as much help, a tight end chipping or a running back helping out on occasion. And it'll be a good test for him, you know, because Chris Longwood, he had like 11 or so sacks last year. And I remember playing against his dad, Howie. You know, they had him at defensive end when he started with the Raiders, and I wanted to, you know, congratulate Al Davis when he moved him inside, because I thought that was a great idea. But inside is probably going to be more important, because you're going to have, you know, people on the guards' heads. You know, something, you know, when you're going against a 3-4 in practice, a lot of times you don't get that person on your head. So, you know, Rocker's the guy that they drafted out of LSU a couple years ago. I mean, he's a force inside. So I think, you know, more so the inside part of it, and, you know, and probably Mitchell Schwartz that you'll keep an eye on. But, you know, with Joe, I think you know what you're going to get.
Yeah, Doug, and I think the other part of this is maybe, because we were seeing it a little bit earlier, the pass rush of this Rams team to share the league lead in sacks that they had last year. I mean, that's one thing to look at. 52 sacks is a serious number. And you know that they are going to, at the very least, try to, Chris Long and company, get that going right off the bat. My question, though, is how you sort of see, based on what you've watched of Brandon Whedon and his decision-making and that chemistry now between him and this line in year two, do you sense that his awareness and getting rid of the ball and so forth and feeling comfortable enough with this offense to in game one execute it in a way that he becomes a friend of those offensive linemen who are trying to hold those blocks for those longer developing pass plays?
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, that's going to be an important aspect of it, because, you know, all of a sudden when you're going vertical, you, instead of, you know, trying to get the ball out in 2.5 seconds, it might be 3.5 seconds. And, you know, his decision-making process, you know, he's going to, you know, if he doesn't get, you know, go 1, 2, 3 to where he's got to go, the next thing you know, he's going to be getting hit. And I think, you know, that's something a quarterback doesn't want to do. And I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, how quick he makes the reads. And the other thing you got to remember is, you know, he's going to a new system, so the reads are going to be different than what they were last year. So, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. Yeah, he's probably gotten better. But with that said, he also has a new offense to try to digest, you know, in the first exhibition game.
Doug, when you look at this game, we talked about the lines for a little bit. We've talked about Brandon Whedon. As the game progresses outside of the first quarter and the Browns try to find some depth at various positions, what are the positions that you're going to focus on in, you know, the second and third quarter to see how the backups are playing and who can maybe be an impact player down the line? Is it in the defensive backfield for you? Is it the running backs? Who are you looking at tonight?
Well, I think, you know, you want to see, you know, what's in the secondary. You know, obviously, you've got three corners that you know pretty much are going to be there, Hayden and Owens and Buster Screen. But, you know, then you look at the safeties. The young kid out of Stephen F. Austin, Aubrey, he kind of has caught your eye a couple times out there. Batamosi, how's he going to be as a safety? I mean, he's a hitter. But, you know, can he make the calls on the defensive side? You know, because the safeties a lot of time, you know, have to do the checks and things like that. And, you know, it's one thing to do it in practice, but then to do it, you know, in a game where you got to make a decision real quick and people are, you know, motioning and stuff like that, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, an aggressive defense. You know, if not, everybody's not in the right place, then all of a sudden you can have problems.
And, Doug, the other part of this is the cornerback position. When we look at what Chris Owens and Buster Skrine have been doing right along, no Leon McFadden tonight. He's injured, and I think that's unfortunate, obviously, that he doesn't get at least that exposure, even if we're not, you know, looking for him to maybe be an extensive contributor in that corner role or even that nickel role. But to see the way those two, Skrine and Owens, have competed, and knowing, too, that one of those guys ends up in that nickel role and also is a key special teams contributor because they're both really good gunners.
Yes, they are. I mean, and, you know, those two along with Batamosi, I mean, you know, you've got to fill some big shoes with Josh Cripps because he was probably one of the better ones. But, you know, Batamosi, I think, led the team in special teams tackles, and he was like third or fourth in the league last year. But, you know, Buster and Owens, you know, both of them, you know, bring that element where, you know, you put them out there as gunners, and, you know, that's one of the things. You know, special teams are going to be interesting tonight because, you know, we've got new kickers, and we've been spoiled by Phil Dawson, and hopefully, you know, these guys in their first test as a, you know, in orange helmets, you know, can come through for them because, you know, we always talk about, you know, all the pressures on Brandon Whedon. I think there's a lot of pressure on whoever the kicker is going to be.
Phil Dawson, big shoes to fill for either Shane Graham or Brandon Bogate. Doug, we talked a little bit earlier on the show about the identity of this team and hoping to see that established. Head coach Rob Chudzinski alluded to that. What do you hope you see in this game tonight that helps to establish that identity, and what do you hope that identity is?
Well, I think, you know, the one thing, it's a team that it's young, and it should have a lot of energy. And I think, you know, that starts with Jimmy Haslam. You know, he brings a lot of energy to the organization, and it filters down. But, you know, with that said, I think on a defensive side, kind of an aggressive take-no-prisoners. You know, we've seen Baltimore and we've seen Pittsburgh try to bully teams for, you know, many years. But we've got some guys with some, you know, real attitude on the defense. You know, Sheard, Phil Taylor, you know, Kruger. You know, these are guys that, you know, they got a little attitude, a nastiness to them. And then you throw in Ruben, to me, who is probably, you know, just the most probably high-energy guy I've ever seen as far as a defensive lineman. I mean, this guy's running sprints and during practice when he's not doing something. You know, he deserves a lot more notoriety than he's been getting because he's one heck of a football player.
That's good stuff, Doug. And by the way, I wanted to mention one thing when you brought up Ataba Rubin. Check out clevelandbrowns.com, the 10 questions with Ataba Rubin that Matt Florjancic did, a great, great feature.
It's got a sweet layout, if I don't mind saying so myself.
You know, the best compliment I've heard about Ataba Rubin, I was talking to DeQuell Jackson the other day, and he says, you know what, when he retires, I'm going.
That certainly is a very good compliment there from DeQuell, the leader of this Cleveland Browns team. Doug, looking forward to hearing you on the call tonight on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Thanks for stopping by on the show as always.
Always, guys.
All right, that was Doug Deacon. Still to come on this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, the game day edition, the first time we can say that in 2013. I'm clearly fired up, banging the drum right now here in the CBD studio. We want to hear from you. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Call your shot here on this game day Thursday. We're also going to hear from Joe Hayden and Brandon Whedon on what they're looking for in tonight's game against the St. Louis Rams when we return here on CBD, driven by Liberty Ford.
Thinking of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Does your old mattress keep you up all night? Don't know where to turn for the rest you need? Trust Wayside Furniture's 7 decades of experience and the lowest prices guaranteed. Buy any Serta or White Dove mattress at our everyday low price and get the matching box spring or foundation for just $1. Hurry, sale ends soon.
Wake up to the best deal in town. For unbeatable mattress savings, visit Wayside in Akron. Better furniture, price lower.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live. Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
It's National Tire and Batteries $24.99 ready-to-roll oil change. All the extras for just $24.99. Up to 6 quarts of conventional Valvoline oil and a brand new filter. Plus, we'll rotate your tires and reset your air pressure sensors. Then we'll check your battery, brakes, belts and hoses, and top off your fluid. The savings are incredible. For just $24.99, you get it all. Valvoline oil and a brand new filter. Plus, we'll rotate your tires and reset your sensors. Then we'll check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and top off your fluids. Why would you change your oil anywhere else? It's the $24.99 ready-to-roll oil change, only at NTB. Not valid with other offers. Local and state mandated tax and fees extra, plus $3 disposal fee where permitted. See store for details. The $24.99 ready-to-roll oil change, NTB. Service, tires, and oil.
Hero's 10-inch Roman burger is now $5. At Mr. Hero, we don't hold our burgers in warming trays. That's right, we don't use warming trays or cook in microwaves. We cook every order fresh right when you order. That's what makes Mr. Hero different from other fast food restaurants. Our food goes straight from the grill to you. That's a 10-inch Roman burger for only $5. Mr. Hero, think about it.
You're in your car. It's hot out. Like Death Valley hot. The sweat running down your brow could be from the heat, or because you're nervous your battery's finally out of juice. There's only one thing to do. Turn the key. Then head straight for AutoZone, where they can tell if it's about to fail. Plus, it's nice and air-conditioned in there, too.
Right now, come into AutoZone and get your battery tested for free. If it needs replacing, only AutoZone carries reliable Duralast batteries. Don't get stranded. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
How can you not be in a good mood on game day? Browns
football.
Preseason opener to football.
I worked
with a guy for many years. You're quoting from that movie, from the Goldie Hawn movie.
Football.
Wildcats.
Wildcats.
I worked with a guy. He's deceased, but he was one of my many mentors. Unfortunately, I think most of my mentors are in the ground, but that's another story. But this dude back in Buffalo is...
Don't make me nervous to hang out with you, Vic. I really like you. I don't want to go anywhere.
So they were all slightly older, a lot older. But anyway, Larry Felser, great columnist and worked for Sporting News. I mean, he had national cachet. Anyway, Hall of Famer writer. He used to lead a column every fall with King Football Returns with an exclamation point. And it was hokey. It was corny. But you loved it because it was so true. He just had to say that, and it referenced primarily, this was at the Buffalo News, so it referenced the Bills, but it applied to everything. It applied to the whole football season. So I every time that there's football in the air, which is basically our lives, living, working, and living in this building. Sometimes I feel like we live here. But with a game like tonight, and you know it's game day. Browns, Rams, 8 p.m., First Energy Stadium. That's what I think about. I think about that phrase, King Football Returns.
And it does return. And I think this is as excited as I've been, certainly, to watch a preseason game in my lifetime. I'm fired up to watch this game tonight. I think it's going to be, it really is. It feels like the start of a new era for the Cleveland Browns, and that is very, very good.
But again, I wrote this for ClevelandBrowns.com. I encourage you to check it out. Under the heading, Managing Preseason Expectations. And what I mean by that is, don't forget it's a first preseason game. And yes, it's the first one, really the first full one on the watch of Jimmy Haslam, on the watch of Joe Banner, on the watch of Michael Lombardi, on the watch of Alex Shiner, and certainly Rob Chudzinski, head coach, and the coaching staff, it's all, that's all new. And it's brought, and they've told a really good story that I think people are absolutely connecting with, given attendance that we've seen at practice and given attendance that we saw at family night, that vision for this team of building sustainable success and then putting together these aggressive offensive and defensive schemes, people are buying in. Now, are we going to see all of that? Are we going to see everything tonight that tells us, yep, they put a Super Bowl team together? No.
No.
And we're going to see some moments that will make eyes roll and head shake. And this is what I wrote about. Just be real about what this is. It doesn't, all of that newness doesn't change what the circumstances are tonight. And your takeaways are going to be your takeaways. And until we see it play, that's why it's eager anticipation. There's a little nervous anticipation. I'm not going to lie. I got a little of that. I want to, you know,
butterflies in the belly.
I woke up a couple times in the middle of the night, literally thinking, oh, how's it going to look? Is it going to look? And then I'm getting all kinds of, you know, I'm looking at my phone, texts, people just asking locally and friends from around the country just saying, you know, how you feeling? How's it going? What do you think? How you looking? How you looking? How you feeling? All about this game. And it's the first freaking preseason game, but it underscores exactly what you're saying, the newness.
It is. It's a new, it's almost like a new theme park is opening up and everybody wants to check it out with the Browns. One question I have for you, Vic, that I'm curious to see, and this is another thing that I'm looking forward to seeing, is does Josh Gordon come out with the starters, or does Josh Gordon, who will not play in weeks one and two, work with the second team? Because there's a balance between getting his timing with Brandon Whedon down, but also getting the team prepared for week one and week two when they will not have Josh Gordon.
I think he's out with the starters. I think you got to put him out there and work it the way you've worked it through camp, which is Josh and Little, and begin the game the way you would hope to begin every game, but you can't for circumstances, the suspension, those first two. I'd say, yeah, start him, and yes, work on some timing. It is a balanced thing. I think this speaks to why it's important, why Chud wants to go with this full, more of this full quarter look for
right.
the starters, which again is not typical for a first preseason game. It's not what the Rams are planning to do. They're going to keep, maybe they'll go a series or two with their starters, with Sam Bradford and company, and the front, and most importantly, the offensive line that's in front of them. You don't take the, you don't, you know, if you're going to leave the starter in there, you better
leave
the starting
line
with them. But as I think about it, with the Browns and how important it is to try to get some timing with Gordon, try to get some, as we talked about earlier, that whole get him into and used to the idea of coming back for the ball. He's going to have guys slamming into him at the line of scrimmage, trying to throw him off his route, that first five-yard window, and it's good. And he needs all of that exposure. And then I think the rest of the game is devoted to seeing what else is there at receiver. I'm expecting a Travis Benjamin to get a couple of those, you know, run by moments where he can fly down the field on a nine route and catch something big. You know they're going to take shots. You know they're going to take some shots.
What's exciting.
Chud and Norv tonight are going to do a couple of signature plays that say, here's what you can expect. A couple of them, and put some the many scouts that'll be up there from certainly from Miami, and I mean they'll be from around the league, but I mean somebody from Miami, somebody from, all checking this team out to see, okay, yep, just you're on notice. This is what we can do.
That's right. That's
this
right.
Is what we can do. So let's you know, speaking of shots downfield and the guy who will be throwing those earlier, Brandon Whedon. This is what he had to say about tonight's game.
You know, knowing where to go with the ball and getting the ball out quick, getting the ball in those guys' hands as quick as possible. You know, it makes it easier on the guys up front from not having to protect as long. You know, stuff like that. It's real set in stone. You know, where to go with the football depending on coverage and those things. So you gotta know where to go with football. If you can, it allows you to get the ball out quickly. You know, just string together consecutive good plays. String together a couple good drives, and you know, just get the feel of the game. You know, it's a little different than practice. Obviously, there's going to be some emotions. There's going to be, you know, a lot more adrenaline and stuff like that. So I think just, you know, put together a couple good drives and you know, completions and just manage the game. Do the things I need to do to move the ball up the field.
That's reasonable expectation for him.
Absolutely, and I like that the first point he made was the quickness, and I think we've talked about that a lot. I know that that's been a point of emphasis from the coaching staff with Brandon Whedon. Speed up the quickness in your feet. He's worked on his footwork extensively to do that. Speed up the quickness of your decision-making in the pocket, and I think that's what I talked about. That's what I want to see. Whether the result ends up with a completion or an incompletion, I want to see Brandon Whedon be quick, be decisive, and make mentally the right play. I believe in his physical skills, and I believe that as the timing comes down, you know, as the season progresses, he's going to execute when making the right mental play, and that's what I'm looking for. And I think that's good that that's what he's looking for. The quickness in making his reads and adjusting to a defense that's going to put a lot of pressure on him with only four rushers more often than not, because that's they have the luxury of having one of the best front fours in the NFL.
No, that's how they play it. And it's very different than how the Browns play it. So what Whedon has seen on a daily basis in practice here with that 3-4, flip that around. I mean, he used to see a 4-3, and honestly, the 4-3 that the Rams play is a bit more aggressive than the one, significantly more so than the one Dick Geron ran these past 2 years. It is Call Your Shot Thursday. We want to hear from you still. We got some time. 216-578-0850. 216-578-0850. Dial us up. It is Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. You are listening to a pregame edition here of Football Thursday. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 40, ESPN 850 WKDR.
Best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
First Energy Stadium has got to be one of the best atmospheres in the NFL.
It's electric, man. It's definitely electric.
And it is intercepted! Joe Hayden got it!
Browns fans, unite! Single game tickets are on sale now. Get your seats and join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns football. Call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today.
Into the 20, 15, cutback, 5, touchdown!
How can you prepare for Cleveland Browns football this season? Get the duck to do it. Now you can show your team spirit with NFL licensed duct tape from Duck Brand. Whether you need to make some repairs around the house or quick fixes to your tailgate to get ready for the season, you can really show you stick with your team. So grab your own roll of Cleveland Browns duct tape and get ready for Browns football this season. Real fans stick together. Pick up your Cleveland Browns Duck Brand duct tape online or at participating Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Discount Drug Mart, Ace, True Value, and Do It Best stores.
Vic Carucci from Cleveland Browns Daily with your daily Browns rundown, driven by Liberty Ford. Second-year inside linebacker L.J. Fort is making a strong case for himself during training camp to provide good depth at a spot where the Browns badly need it. On running plays, he manages to work his way into the teeth of the action, and he does a solid job in pass coverage. Fort is quick, strong, and displays considerable toughness. He looks to be one of the better options the Browns have behind starters DeQuell Jackson and Craig Robertson.
Thinking of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
In 5 hours and 11 minutes, The 2013 Cleveland Browns take the field for the very first time at First Energy Stadium, kicking off the preseason against the St. Louis Rams. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, all excited about this, and I know you are as well out there in our listening audience, if you will. And we've got the Birdman in Cleveland on the line to talk to us about tonight's game. Birdman, what's up, bro?
Yeah, all right, bro. Gentlemen, how are you doing this afternoon? First of all, I'd like to give you a great show. Feeling good, looking good out there. We are ready for the Browns. I'll just call and comment that I'd like to see the little crispiness in our Browns offensive leading, you know, quote what Weaver was saying. Like to see him be a little bit more fast, getting the ball out of receivers, coming back to the ball. As a Browns fan for the last 30 years, we all fired up. You know, and I get kudos to Mr. Haslam with his situation. We ain't hearing more about that. We hear more about his football team. And let's go, Brown. I was just looking at the greatest games, and Dallas had no turn to calling the offense. And I froze the TV and said, he's with us now. If Noah can't get this running, I don't know, guys, but he's going to get it running. Go, Browns. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Birdman. Love the optimism as well. I think you said that right. The conversation is really focused on football, and that's a good thing. And there's reasons for that. I think the people do see a reason to be hopeful. And that's not a new thing, because unfortunately you've dealt more with hope than realistic success here. But as long as there's hope, I'm feeling good too. I want to be in the hope club, and I am. And as Birdman articulated quite well, he pointed to one of the reasons why, at least from an offensive standpoint, you think of North Turner, you think of the good play calling.
And you think of the success in San Diego, the success in Dallas. The offenses have always been very good, and I like that he's looking for crispness. Listen, it is the first preseason game. This is the first time they'll be playing at that speed against a team that isn't the Cleveland Browns, who they've faced every day in practice thus far. So the crispness might not be there. If it is, that's an even more pleasant surprise to me. It's about evaluating the scheme that is being implemented, the concepts that are being implemented, and the decision-making being quick and crisp from the quarterback, Brandon Whedon. I think that will be a very, very big key tonight, and talked about coming back to the football, doing everything the right way. I want to see a Browns team that looks like a professional team, that knows what it's supposed to do, that knows that if everybody takes care of their jobs, the collective will take care of its ultimate goal, which is to win football games and win as many as they can.
And that applies to the defensive side of the ball. Joe Hayden was asked what he wants to accomplish tonight.
I don't think we'll be in too long, but I just want to, practicing my technique, just make sure I'm getting all the calls, getting all the checks, moving around, making tackles. We haven't really hit too much, but, just make sure you get that first contact, making sure everything's still good. That's basically what I want to do.
Yeah, and Joe Hayden also talked about loving this front seven that has been put together, how much having that in front of him, having the new additions of Paul Kruger and Barkevious Mingo and Quentin Groves to go along with the people, and of course Desmond Bryant on the defensive line, having that with us with an already solid core up front, what that means to the overall defensive health.
We just want to be able to hit somebody else besides our own teammates. Honestly, just see how the scheme works. Just see how, when we're in practice and we're blitzing against our offense, as long as we get to the quarterback and have to back off, how it looks when you really just get to go all out, and if the quarterback is really going to have to release there, or if the offensive line is going to pick up the block. So it's going to be really good to see in a game type situation how the blitzes really work.
How this thing really looks, because it's been fun to watch in practice, but only to the point of, yep, oh yeah, he's got a red shirt on. Can't
hit him, exactly. And I'm excited to see this defense. I don't think we're going to see a ton of exotic blitzing from Ray Horton. I think we'll keep some of that under wraps for the regular season, which kicks off September the 8th here in Cleveland against the Miami Dolphins. But I do think that you're going to see a more attacking style, and it will be fun to see a team that has the edge rushers to get to the quarterback. And don't forget, the Browns last year, still in the top 14 in the league in sacks. They did a fine job getting the quarterback. I expect that number to go up with the players that have been brought in there. And I think what also excites Joe Hayden about that, when you're a cornerback and you're getting consistent pressure on from the front seven, you can jump routes a little bit easier. Sure. You know the ball needs to come out. It gives you the playmaker on defense to make some more plays.
He said, and he's quoted in a piece that Matt Florjancic wrote for ClevelandBrowns.com, and I encourage you to check that out. He said that this is the best defense that he's been a part of in 4 years.
I agree.
I don't think that's hyperbole. I mean, he's been here since 2010. He's been part of different coordinator. This is his third defensive coordinator, starting with Rob Ryan, then Dick Geron, and now working under Ray Horton. But seeing the talent infusion and seeing the potential and the capability. And Jim Brown asked me this on the field the other day. He goes to me, all right, just I want to ask you a simple question. I said, okay. When Jim Brown asks you a question, you got to stop and whatever you're doing.
Absolutely. Give him his respect.
Simple question. He goes, Vic, strongest part of this team, what is it? I said, front seven. He goes, and you didn't hesitate. He goes, that's the answer I was looking for. He goes, because that's what I see too. He says he sees a lot of other good things, but the front seven is what has jumped out to him. And he's been out there, as you know,
every day,
every day, dozen practices, checking this thing out pretty thoroughly. And to come away with that conclusion is, and I'm not going to say it's easy necessarily, but if you're paying attention and watching and seeing how these workouts have gone and seeing some inconsistency on the offensive side, some of that the offense just has to clean up and be accountable for on its own. And some of that, I want to give credit to the defense.
Absolutely. And they say in this modern era that the game is won and lost in many ways at the point of attack. And the front seven on the defense is certainly the strength of the defense. The offensive line, I think, is the strength of the offense right now. So the Browns do have a good foundation in that regard at the point of attack.
Without doubt that that's where it's got to start, and that can close the gap. I mean, if you want to say, why should I feel hopeful, the answer begins with your defense is going to narrow, I think, or get you closer, narrow that gap between you and superior teams, and that's what they've been against this team, given what the Browns' nine wins in the last 2 years have been all about.
Football!
King football is back.
King football has returned.
Like you did your big voice.
Yes, King football.
So you're gonna go sell stocks or something? I feel like we gotta.
We
do
should
a
take advantage
deal,
of this.
Right?
Yeah, we should be. Yeah, we
need
should
to
be
go to a
something.
Business meeting somewhere. Anybody want to have a business meeting with us? Just let us know.
We're
available. We'll run it. You can run us out.
Can't wait to see everybody
fun.
Out at the stadium tonight. The new era of the Cleveland Browns kicks off tonight. I am loving it.
And we want to thank Tony Softly, the Rams Radio Network, their sideline reporter. I want to thank Doug Deacon, of course, for being part of this. I want to thank our producer, Matt Fontana. Working today. Fontana. And we encourage you, of course, to stick around. Hooligans are next. The Cleveland Browns PNC Bank Radio Network will be taking over tonight, too. So you want to be all plugged in for all the information coming out of First Energy Stadium. We'll both be there as well.
Thanks for all the calls. And here we go, Brownies. Here we go.